This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, and boy, are we excited now to be joined by Allison Tivnan, the Ipswich High School girls lacrosse coach. Coach, a huge win today. Congratulations. And tell me, where are you right now? You're on your way home from where?
Yeah, just from, I'm at Ipswich High School. We just got off the bus. You can imagine it was a party on the way home, so that was awesome. And you just caught me at a perfect time. I'm just getting in my car, so if you called me about 5 minutes ago, you would have heard a lot of music blaring. So,
that's great. Awesome. Oh, there's nothing like that. What a great memory for the kids. Where was the game?
The game was at Reading High School. So perfect distance for Ipswich, perfect for Weston as well. I thought it was a great location. We had a great turnout of Ipswich fans, which is awesome. They've been supporting us so well. It's been so fun.
And good weather, too.
Oh, this is a perfect day. We've had some really hot ones. It looks like Thursday might be a little hot, but that's okay. But, yeah, it was perfect weather for a game today.
All right, Coach, I know I got you before you get home, and I know you got so much to take care of, and it's an exhausting day, but please tell me about this game. You don't have many games like this that are this close, and this are heart-pounding, I'm sure.
Yeah, you could say that for sure. It was awesome. I mean, we came out, we wanted it. You know, they scored first, but then we scored five in a row in that first quarter, which was awesome, like really, really came out firing. But then the second quarter was tough. We were scoreless in the second quarter, and I'm pretty sure that has been the only time we've been scoreless all year. So that was the tough half for us, for sure. But then we came out and, you know, battled back and forth in the third. And then we were still down one, and then heading into the fourth, down one. And they scored three in a row, which is tough. So we were down three, and then came back and, you know, down three with, I think, 7 minutes left and scored four in a row, to come back win is just outstanding. It was awesome. It was so, so exciting on that sideline.
Well, I know how proud of you are of the girls, but what did Weston do that made it so difficult in the second and the third, where they, they held you scoreless and then they went up by a few goals? What were they doing to you guys that was, you know, that was challenging?
Yeah, I mean, they're a great team. Obviously, they're the number one seed, so, you know, we knew they were going to be really tough. They had some great scorers that took their opportunities. And they were really successful in the draw in the second quarter. So that's obviously a huge focus point, and that turned around for us later in the game. Lucy Winthrop was just outstanding at really turning around and battling and trying different things and, you know, coming up with huge draw controls at the end for us. So, just the adjustments that we made. I knew they'd make some adjustments going into the second quarter since we came out so hot, and then they came out hot, and it was, you know, back and forth game for most of the game, and it was awesome that we came out up top.
All right, and what took over for you guys in the game where you got the lead? Who are your? I know it's your typical players, but tell me again, who took control for you?
I mean, Allie Weil and Hallie Greenleaf took control in that fourth quarter for sure. They were the two goal scorers. Allie had the first two, and then Hallie had the last two in that fourth quarter. And Allie, to start us off, had a huge cause turnover, and that really set the tone. So she made a turnover. We scored a goal. Then we were down two. She came. We got the draw. She scored again. Down one. Hallie got the tying goal and the winning goal, and just, you know, they just took it matters into their own hands, as they did so much this year. It's just so great to see. It's so great to see defense making turnovers. Jane Krause, as an attacker, had a huge game-changing, game-winning turnover for us, which was awesome. So it was so great to see the girls really battle and really want it.
And finally, Coach, I think something that does get overlooked are those face-offs. Tell me a little bit more, please, if you would, about how important those draws were with Hallie and Ellen?
And Lucy Winthrop. Lucy takes it, and then Hallie and Ella are on the circle, and they're just awesome. Mm-hmm. The draw wins the game, because possession in girls lacrosse wins the game. And, I mean, our goalie was outstanding, too. I know you want to focus on the draw, but if you don't win the draw, it's really hard to make a stop. So our defense made huge stops, and our goalie had 10 saves today, Emma Paquette, which was just awesome. But when we were able to turn it around and win the draw, it really changed things for us. So it's so great to see.
Okay, I know you want to go home and celebrate and get a good night's sleep. What's next?
We are on to Cohasset next. I don't have a time or a location, but we'll be playing Cohasset on Thursday,
and this is
which is going to be awesome, in the state final.
This is for the state championship.
Yep. So we found ourselves here last year and came up short, so we are excited to get back at it and hopefully have a better result.
Congratulations, Allison. Get a great night's sleep, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks so much, Rick. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Coach. Take care. Bye-bye. All right, bye-bye. That's Allison Tivlin, who is the Ipswich High School girls lacrosse coach. They win 12-11, and they move on to the state championship.